Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Hey, play ball? ? Let's hope it all works out with all of these teams trying to return, including youth and school sports. Good luck to all of us. We got a great doubleheader today. Dr. Stephen Horwitz, he's a chiropractic physician. He's the founder of Team Safe Sports, two-time Tactical Strength Challenge Masters champion. He was the 1996 chiropractic physician on the Olympic, U.S. Olympic team. He'll be returning, and then also returning Natalie Graves, who's a licensed social worker, therapist. She's the owner of Natalie Graves Athletic Counseling. Both of them are on my excellent reference and referral team for Hey Sports Parents, the Sports Doctor's In. Ben, the Sports Doctor's In, and some emails. Hey, welcome back, Dr. Steve Horwitz.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bob. It's a pleasure to be back.
Great. I want to talk to you about, give us some background with you and Team Safe Sports.
Team Safe Sports really goes way back. When I first started my practice, I used to volunteer time at local athletic events because they didn't have any medical coverage. So parents were letting their kids play in all these athletic events, and there were literally no medical folks on the sideline, no athletic trainers, no EMTs, paramedics, zip, zero, nothing. So I used to volunteer my time and discovered all this and realized, wow, there's a big need for it because some bad things can happen. And they did, and it was very good that somebody was there that knew what to do. And then over the years, just got more and more experience as a sideline provider, which led to my involvement with the U.S. Olympic team. And then fast forward another good bunch of years, 20 years, and now we have Team Safe Sports, which is really a way for parents and league administrators and coaches to be organized via their cell phone. And there's really no excuse not to have a safety platform now, especially in today's world.
You know, we pay such attention to this on the Sports Doctor, Dr. Steve, as you know, 20 years, give or take a few weeks, talking about the whole world of safety of youth sports. You touched on it when you talked about there was really nobody, no organization regarding the sidelines. Fast forward all these years, and youth sports is a very, very, very big business with tremendous pressures. It's one of the big reasons that I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was the epidemic, in capital letters, of youth sports overuse injuries, both physically and mentally. Let alone the world you also include, emergencies, concussions, all sorts of contingencies. Team Safe Sports really is about being prepared, isn't it?
That's exactly it. You know, preparedness first. And I really want to define for the listeners what I mean by youth sports. So at least in the medical literature, when the term youth sports is used, what it really means is high school sports, because there are virtually no studies on true youth sports, the kids 5, 6, 7 till 13 or 14, you know, from when they first start through middle school. And we're also referencing schools when we talk about youth sports. And as you mentioned, most kids who play true youth sports, it's not in school, right? There's some middle school sports, depending on your state, but most kids are in leagues. And that's where, unfortunately, our most well-meaning coaches, maybe, you know, the parents who love to see their kids play, they're the coaches, but unfortunately, they're the least prepared. And
yes.
And I find they don't even know what they don't know, which makes it even more dangerous.
Yes.
So to have that system is critical.
Yes, we're making some great strides. You're part of it. You know, so many different guests on the sports doctor, on my team, whether it's the National Alliance of Youth Sports, whether it's iSport 360, whether it's working with parents in sports. You know, when we're talking traveling teams and club teams, where we have, I even have a chapter in my book, I call it The Prodigy Sports, you know, my involvement in the world of figure skating and these kids who might insist, no matter how much anybody tells them, they want to play one sport. Think of gymnastics, even tennis and soccer. So it's become a very, very big deal to pay attention to all aspects of safety and sensibility in this pressure-packed world of youth sports. It's one of the reasons, again, I got you involved, and eventually we're going to get there, the upcoming documentary with Joel Franco, the owner of Chesapeake Films, Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports, that whole world, lots of great stuff about it. But, you know, you mentioned the word youth sports, and a lot of times people start having visions in their head of screaming parents on the sidelines. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio show, you can go back years and see the topics, see who the guests were, of all aspects, again, of sports medicine, fitness, wellness, whether it's coaches, doctors, nutritionists, great, great, great guests. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you could read a litany of articles, a lot of them, and one of my sponsors, Lower Extremity Review, the new exciting magazine, MVP Parents, that we're very, very excited about. I have over 30,000 followers on Twitter. I can't tell you how many guests I get on Twitter and LinkedIn. At Sports Doc, DOC Radio, you can follow us. Great information on Twitter. It's not just hyping who's on and what we're doing with the radio show. We're talking with sports chiropractic physician and the founder of Team Safe, Dr. Steve Horwitz. How widespread, Dr. Steve, are you involved in the various leagues, in the various areas? Who's involved with you guys?
Well, unfortunately now with the COVID pandemic, you know, youth sports has really been shut down, so we're not involved with anything because everything is closed. That said, it's been, in all honesty, and now I'll speak as a sports parent, quite frustrating because I'm going to come down hard on people right now. People talk a good game when it comes to safety, but they don't act. And parents, you know, if nobody's out there, just think about that. When you drop your kid off at soccer, at football, at volleyball, you name the sport, there is nobody there, unless you're very lucky, there's nobody there who knows what to do in a medical emergency.
And do you have, even in the school systems. In the school systems.
Well, even in the school systems, they have...
Yeah, there might be athletic trainers who are really, really missing in action. It's been amazing. What's the best website for people to find out all the information on Team Safe?
We are TeamSafeSports.com, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you know, Instagram. Everything is Team Safe Sports. It's such an easy download. We make it very easy, and we can even make it free for the organization.
You know, of course, with the pandemic and right now, nobody knows nothing, pardon my French, regarding tomorrow, let alone how this is going to roll out with children returning to school. There is no more important time to include something like a Team Safe Sports than what we're dealing with because it's all about health. I've never heard
Dr. Bob, we've already, with some of the states opening youth sports, we've already had a death in Mississippi High School. Shannon High School in the state of Mississippi, a 16-year-old died, and it most probably was heat stroke, but we're not sure because it hasn't been.
Yes, there's always forever been instances of heat-related concerns.
Or sudden cardiac arrest.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. And it's interesting, Steve, that I've never had anybody not think how relevant it was, the whole topic, the ability on a cell phone to immediately know who's responsible for what, or the ability to be able to call together whatever or assign responsibility, for example, to some parents, let's say, of your own son and daughter's team in order to be able to have some sort of organization. Everybody says, gosh, that makes so much sense. But like, so many different areas, childhood obesity is a great example. I've been screaming about it for 25 years, and we're still treading water. And we're still treading water, although, again, we're making a lot of progress with the world of education in your lap and you being part of it. We mentioned some of these organizations. They're all about communication of coaches and parents. They're all about the understanding of how serious this is and how much attention we need to pay to it. And, there's a lot of positive stuff going on. However, I can hear you still banging your head against the wall like me. Absolutely, it is definitely an ongoing concern as younger and younger the seriousness increases financially, physically, and mentally on these kids. And the better they are at the particular sport. I mean, my young boy who grew up here in Naperville, Illinois, Evan Lysacek, was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skate. And 12 and a half years later, he was the Olympic gold medalist, best in the world. That ain't everybody, but this is a population that exists with kids starting out very, very early, sometimes very, very aggressively. And that the whole world of, parents and coaches. And that's why I always ask doctors like yourself, Steve, who are so involved in this, I ask you how your sports psychology skills are.
Exactly. Dr. Bob, right? I want to give a quick shout out to two organizations, the Zach Martin Foundation and Lori, who really pushed hard in Florida. And there's a new bill named for Zach with regard to the heat, and also the Jordan McNair Foundation, the boy who died at University of Maryland and his dad and all the things that they're doing. Really, really important. And then there's, of course, the return to play aspect that parents really need to get a grasp of as their kids start to return to sports, to where they're coming along gradually. If your kid hasn't done anything for the last 4 months, it might be time to start.
Right. Good time to see the chiropractor. Again, that whole relationship of sports medicine and chiropractic, again, I definitely want to include that in our discussion, how important that is. I remember Dr. Gaylord Perry, he was one of the first chiropractors to be involved in the Olympics, back at sports fitness, again, maybe 10 years before you guys. So that challenge of athletes who have been not playing 4 months at the highest level, you have tremendous pressure. And again, whether schools on, trying to prevent injuries because of too much, too soon, too aggressive, the pressure's on, all of these things. There's no doubt about it that this is a new, we are treading different waters, aren't we?
We sure are. And please, parents, make sure that, you go to that first practice. I'm telling you, as a parent, as a sports medicine professional, as a national champion powerlifter, I'm telling you from all those angles, please go to that first practice, because if that coach makes it, I'm going to break you kind of practice, let's see what you're made of kind of practice. You need to walk out onto the field. You need to take your child off the field. That's how strong I'm telling you. Please make sure
that coach does not make it
beat your chest first workout.
Yes, or fifth workout. In my book, right. I call these overzealous coaches, I call them Svengali coaches. And in the club sports, again, whether we're talking tennis or soccer or any of these youth sports where we have very serious youngsters many times, we end up with the giant overkill. It's the biggest problem in youth sports is overdoing it too much, overscheduling, and overuse kinds of problems. There's no doubt about it. And again, your profession, you know, and we continue to have on, I think I have a couple of Kairos coming on in the next few months, talking about that specific subject. But of course, your world, we're talking about is team safe sports, you know, where you're really very, very concerned about all of these aspects of, coming back. And, we're going to see, you know, how all levels, whether it is park districts or particularly, you know, high school, elementary school, or some of these clubs that have been closed. I know my figure skaters, they just got on the ice after like 2.5 months. Let's not do triple jumps. You know what I mean? The first 2 days that were out there. But the organization and the cooperation of, is it right? It's coaches, it's parents, that Team Safe Sports is really looking to help put together with a plan.
That's it. And now, unfortunately, the emergencies are more likely because of the individual lack of preparation, right? Each kid is going to come back, and it's very likely that they are not going to be physically, mentally, emotionally prepared. And it's really up to the parents and the coaches to be on the same page to say, it's okay. We have to be slow and steady with our return. So let's not worry about the records those first couple of games. Exactly.
You could be talking about life. You just explained this incredible dilemma for all of us, which is how we're going to return to whatever it is we do at whatever level. And sports is a big part of it. Again, whether you're the coach or the parent or the youngster, this has been an absolute, like from Mars experience. And the virus is still very, very active. So it's going to be really, really challenging, you know, besides even the physical aspects of returning to sports. Give us again, before we run out of time quickly, Dr. Steve Horowitz, chiropractic sports medicine. Give us the website again, Steve.
Thank you. TeamSafeSports.com. TeamSafeSports.com, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram.
Bingo. Hey, sports parents and sports doctors in. Hold on, Steve. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. An essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. I'm Dr. Bob, Wild Sports Podiatrist. I want to welcome back Natalie Graves. She is a licensed social worker. She really specializes in her Natalie Graves athletic counseling. She's been involved from pros to parents to coaches. And again, this whole world of youth sports. Natalie, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Dr. Bob, thank you so much for having me back.
Give us some background on you and your athletic counseling.
Sure. So, like you said, my name is Natalie Graves. My private practice is Natalie Graves Athletic Counseling, based in Chicago. I have two offices that, before COVID, I was operating
Doug, can you
out
hear
of
us?
Michigan Avenue and Orland Park. Now I'm doing all of my work virtually or telehealth on the phone. And I specialize in working with athletes' mental health and performance. And so that could be as young as 12 years old, all the way to retired athletes, including Olympic hopefuls. And so what we try to focus on with the athlete is finding what is preventing them from performing at their best, whether it's in the sport or outside of the sport. We identify that, and we do the work to help them reach that next level.
No, I don't know what's going on because it's very choppy. I couldn't hear her.
Oh. It's choppy on your end,
Natalie,
too, Dr. Bob.
I think, yes, the magic of live radio. So you were in the middle of talking about you and your practice, your specialty
yes.
with athletic counseling, and I'm going to let you pick right up where you left off.
Okay. Okay, so I specialize in working with athletes. The youngest athlete that I've worked with is about 12 years old, all the way up to retired professional athletes, Olympic hopefuls, D1, D2, D3, high school athletes. And I focus on the mental health and performance. So when athletes have a issue or they're struggling within their sport, it's usually one of two reasons. There are some mental health challenges going on, or there's a performance challenge, or a little bit of both. And so we identify that, and we help the athlete to find their best to move to their next level.
You know, the whole mental game, Natalie, you know, it's a big part of the sports doctor. Where, again, we might have performance coaches, we might have sports psychologists, we might have psychiatrists and social workers, all
yes.
involved many times on what I call the mental game. Of course, now we are smack in the middle of one of the biggest mental games and challenges any of us have ever seen, as all these young athletes and others, whatever their age, you know, trying to get back into action in some way, shape, or form with the pandemic.
Right. And that's what I have been actually for the last 3-4 months now, have been working with athletes who have not been able to connect with their teams, their coaches, their trainers. And there's been a lot of struggle around that. And so with me recognizing that athletes really have had a difficult time, you know, I try to create some virtual chat groups that athletes can join in and have a virtual community to help them cope with not being able to do what they love because of a pandemic. So now that things are starting to loosen up, I'm now finding there's a lot of stress and anxiety and pressure because they've been away from their sport so long.
Yes.
And so I'm doing a lot of work around that.
Yeah. Also, there's legitimate fear of all of us because this is still very, very active.
That's right.
And it's going to be interesting, and the challenge for all of us, I don't care if you're a parent or a coach or the athlete themselves, and how are we going to, quote-unquote, try to return to, quote-unquote, normalcy? Good luck.
Right.
To all of us. Now, one of the things, you know, you've been on the show numerous times. You always talked about the importance of when you're dealing with athletes at various different levels, then you're really dealing with their families in so many ways also, aren't
you? Yes, yes. Yeah, and that's really a part of my practice that makes me a little bit unique in that when working
yes.
with athlete, I really try to bring in the family as well. Because there are a lot of dynamics that plays with a sports family, as I like to call it, right? Where there's expectations, if there are siblings and one sibling performs different than the other one, there's a lot of dynamics that play there. And so sometimes bringing the entire family in to have a session, to have a conversation, really proves very helpful for that athlete's, performance.
Yes, and mental concerns, the whole mental health concern, various backgrounds, single parents, all of these
yeah.
kinds of things that could make things so much more difficult for these young athletes, regardless of whether it's a boy or a girl, and regardless of
That's
their
right.
age, that once, you know, once the sport becomes more and more serious. And youth sports today, you know, you mentioned the youngest one you've worked with is 12, and that's
right.
Yes, and that's smack in the middle. Sometimes I would see these young figure skaters, they're, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old in that regard, and by the time they were 12, they're already doing it every day in some way,
right.
shape, or form. And those challenges that go into the mental and physical, you know, pressures. It's really one of the reasons, Natalie, that you and I have talked about before, that I co-authored the book with Hall of Fame volleyballer Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was and is that there's an epidemic, in capital letters, of youth sports overuse injuries, mentally and physically,
yeah.
you know, where
right.
people are just
right.
overdoing it. There's too much pressure. You know, there's a scholarship on the line. And one of the areas that I'm going to ask you about in a minute, when you talked about your retired athlete, what am I going to do
mm-hmm.
with myself? You know, my whole life has
right.
been sports and this kind of thing. Everybody listening to The Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're coming live from Chicago. If you go to sportsdoctorradio.com, you can go over to radio shows. You can go back years of shows. Guests from all over the world, so many different topics. Pick something out, listen to whatever you would like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you could read an endless array. One of my most popular articles is Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge. And we have all sorts of articles on everything from concussions to specializations to what's the best shoe. A lot of things I've written for one of our great sponsors, Lower Extremity Review, and a new exciting magazine, MVP Parent Magazine, which is a big deal. If people go to MVPparent.com, they can catch that last issue. It's just some real keep that kid in the game. We're talking with Natalie Graves, a licensed social worker who's worked with athletes at all sorts of levels. And again, the whole idea of the normalcy, Natalie, the positive side of athletic counseling is big, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And what I'm really happy about is the stigma and the taboo is really lessening. We're really starting to be more accepting of athletes wanting to get help with mental toughness, with mental health. And the more we talk about it, the more we break these stigmas and we become that this is just a norm, this is just part of your training, this is just part of a checkup, like a physical checkup, that you see a therapist to work on things that you're dealing with. So it's an exciting time for my field because people are really finding that athletes, too, need therapy. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, great TV commercial with the great Michael Phelps with his fabulous television commercial that's been running for months. I'll tell you a really quickie story to talk about the stigma. The late, great Dr. Jim Vickery, one of the leading sports psychologists, he shared the radio show with me in the 90s at the great WDCB College of DuPage. And Jim didn't use the word psychology when he would work with serious athletes in his title because the word psychology was what do you mean? You think there's something wrong with me?
Right.
And so he was a performance enhancement consultant. And it's interesting, even today you talk about the great strides, talk about high performance, then the mental game is a big deal. Forget about having something wrong with you. Let's talk about what you could learn to do, in interactions with your coaches, interactions, like you said, with your siblings and your parents, so that you could be on a smoother road, so to speak, to try to concentrate on being an elite athlete.
Right, I totally agree. And one of the things that people don't realize when you're talking about injuries, Dr. Bob, when you are experiencing anxiety, high stress, and worry, people don't know you're actually at more risk for injury because of how the body responds. And so if we are addressing the mental health side of an athlete, they are healthier physically as well as mentally, and then they can perform where they need to do that, regardless of what level they're on. And a lot of people don't think about that. But the mental side and the physical side are deeply connected.
Another area that we've talked about a lot on the sports, Dr. Natalie, is again, the mental challenges of coming back from an injury or series of injuries.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to ask you about that when we come back. We're talking to Natalie Graves, athletic counseling. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kids. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I've had a little bit of choppiness on my end, but I can't feel that bad with live radio, because even when you watch cable TV, they, with their millions of dollars, you see people get cut off every time they turn around. So hopefully, man, we're in good shape here. We're talking with Natalie Graves. She's a social worker. She specializes in athletic counseling. Business, and we were just talking about all aspects of the mental game, as we call it, on the Sports Doctor. One of the things I was asking Natalie about, because she does work with retired pro athletes, and that whole world of the mental challenges of accepting retirement, one of the things I had mentioned also was after injury. You know, where athletes, let's say they're out for the season and, you know, I don't know how they're going to come back. And, I mean, that's a big mental thing. I would think that you run into that a lot.
I do. And there's a couple facets that I have to do with an athlete who is currently injured or recovering and trying to return. So ideally, if I can work with an athlete while they're doing their rehab, that is the best case scenario, because while they're trying to strengthen the injured part of the body, we can also work with strengthening the mind. When an athlete gets injured, what happens oftentimes is a lot of doubt and insecurity that creeps in, and there's a lack of trusting the body and even trusting the doctors. When the doctors sometimes will say, you know, you're good to go, you can return, some athletes really resist that, and they're hesitant and they don't want to go back, fearing that they will be injured again. Then you have some athletes who want to come back too soon. But with the athlete that is really struggling to return, that's where our work really becomes significant, where we have to begin to do some of the evaluations with the self-talk. What are the feelings? What is going on that you are not allowing yourself to return back to the sport that you love? Well, what is it? It's fear. So we have to do work around conquering the fear. We do that with several techniques. One is visualization. We concentrate on the type of thinking that comes through when you're thinking about returning. And we have to actually just confront the fear. And sometimes that's very, very difficult for athletes. But to really become successful in a total recovery, you have to do the physical work in addition to the mental work.
And you got to get back on the horse, right, Natalie?
Right, you do. You do.
Got to get back on the horse. What's your website, Natalie, that people can find out about you and your work?
NatalieGraves.com, and then you can also find me on Facebook, Natalie Graves Athletic Counseling. Feel free to inbox me, and I can answer any questions there.
Now, the attitude of, again, of parents and the interaction and the attitude of coaches, say, again, if that athlete is injured or that athlete's a star on the team and whatever, and all of these kinds of pressures. And
high-ranking athletes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the athlete's ability to interact with these different entities, that's something else that really can be trained, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, for sure. A lot of times, the adults in athletes' lives are very well-meaning. generally speaking, they're well-meaning. Yeah. But a lot of times, the way an athlete interprets what's going on can negatively impact them. So we have to have kind of a conversation with all of the stakeholders and understand how the athlete responds to the interactions, whether it's a coach, whether it's a parent. I had a call today where a parent was calling and saying, I think I have just been so hard on my son, it is really impacting his performance. And this is very, very common, and I commend that parent for saying, okay, we've got to get some help because what we're doing is not working.
Because sometimes we'll see, you know, there was a great show where LeBron James hosts it. I think it's called The Barbershop, and he was just relating some different experiences. Of course, you know, he was on the front of Sports Illustrated when he was like 13 years old.
Right.
The adulation hasn't stopped, but he was talking about his own son. You know, who's playing with the last name, you know, like James. And he was talking, he was in the stands. He was in the stands with grandma, you know, his mom. And, you know, there he was being a little too boisterous. And his mother said to him, hey, you know, maybe you better tone it down and whatever. And where you would say, I remember my son used to say to me, hey, Dad, how come you're the only voice I hear? You know? So
Yes.
It seems that, you know, again, like you said, I think it's very, very important. You said most parents, I agree with you, very, very well-meaning.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And do you find, you know, like you talked about the stigmas, for, you know, being so much overcome. There's not a team, for the most part, that doesn't include sports psychology, social work, that doesn't include really the mental game. You find the acceptance of the coaches really has improved quite a bit?
Oh, my goodness. And I will tell you, in the last 3 years, there is night and day changes of the attitudes, or maybe even just the awareness of coaches, where they are much more open, where before I would reach out to coaches just to educate them on my services. Now the coaches are calling me and saying, you know, what can we do as a team, not just even individual athletes, which I'm happy to do, but now they want, you know, can you come in and talk to our coaching staff? Can you come and talk to our team as a whole? And then we can look at if there's some individual things that we can do. And that is really refreshing, because if the coaches are understanding the need, that trickles down to the athletes. It becomes a norm. If coach says this is what I need to do, then this is just something I got to do. And that's really important to further the idea that getting help is not a negative. So this is a very exciting time.
Yes, I think, you know, along those lines, you know, the days of Bobby Knight throwing a chair across the court and choking one of his players, knock on wood, not without exception, but those days are really over, as we've all found out that it really is not productive at all, that the coaches need to also really, really be paying, you know, big attention. There's a lot of organizations, you know, that we feature on the show, like the National Alliance of Youth Sports, iSport 360, some of these others, who really are involved in the awareness side of, like, what you're talking about. You know, a coach doesn't have to be a know-it-all. He should pay attention to, you know, remember the old term team building? It seems that it's right back on your table again, isn't it?
It is. And it's really a good thing, because we do need to understand that athletes don't respond to that old Bobby Knight type of thing. Today's athletes don't respond to that. So we have
Natalie,
to be able to evolve.
Give me the website. Natalie Graves, quickly.
NatalieGraves.com, or you can email me at info@NatalieGraves.com.
Thank you so much. Natalie, hold on. Everybody, we'll be right back. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And we are going into our last segment, the Sports Doctor's In. We're going to do a preview of the great guests coming up in the next couple of shows. We'll answer three emails, and then I'll give you some update involving the book Hashtag Hey Sports Parents and our exciting online course, Hey Sports Parents, the Sports Doctor's In. Next week, we have one of our favorite physical therapists, Gina Pongetti, very seriously involved in all aspects of the gymnastics world. She's been the physical therapist to so many touring shows and entertainment. She's the co-owner of Achieve Sports Medicine and MedGym. And then Joel Franco. Joel is the producer, creator of the upcoming documentary, Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports. We're very excited about our involvement in that project. The following week, chiropractic physician Todd Sinnett. He's the creator of True Whole Care, group practice concepts. And then Coach Reed Malpe, one of the leaders in youth sports education, coaches education, youth sports safety. A few emails. Brooke, my daughter's 11 years old. She's a intermediate level figure skater working on double jumps. My question is the difference, the advantages of custom boots or custom orthotics. You know, Brooke, it's a good question. Custom boots are custom for fit. Very important, but has not much to do with the biomechanical alignment and positioning of the foot-ankle bones of a custom orthotic. Now, sometimes in so many different articles I've written, I work with Mr. Edge, John Hermata. I'd say the gold program is both. But the orthotics, really, about alignment, joint positioning in any boot is a big step up. So this is something that I would really look at as your number one choice. It's like contact lenses for your feet. And we've had great success over the years with my poster boy, the 2010 Olympic gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, who was 10 years old when we put orthotics in his skates. And Evan, if you're listening, I told you, I'm celebrating the 10th anniversary of the win. Sam says, my 13-year-old son plays volleyball. He's playing on serious club level. He's plagued on and off with jumper's knee. I heard your show 4 or 5 years ago. You talked about the relationship of knees and feet. You're right, Sam. I can't tell you how many orthotics I've been putting in volleyball players' shoes for decades at the Olympic level and going on down when knees were the problem. The song, the foot bone's connected to the ankle bone, connected to the leg and the knee bone, is very, very true. It's not that if you sprain your knee or get injured, we're going to say, let's look at your feet. But if you have an ongoing, persistent problem with knee tendinitis, jumper's knee is usually an inflammation of the patella tendon, the big tendon that attaches the kneecap to the shin bone. And very often the torque, the twisting of foot mechanics is an aggravator. So we look at the shoes he's in. We look at the physical therapy and strengthening that hopefully he's doing. We look at the sensibility of how aggressive his schedule is. 13-year-old boys growing aggressively. So sometimes we'll see that the Osgood-Schlatter syndrome, which is the bones growing faster than the tendons and the attachments getting irritated, also could be involved. Make sure you get that diagnosis and check with podiatry. Terry says, my 12-year-old son, he plays lots of tennis. He started to play more than a few times a week. He's been playing in cross trainers. Is that okay? Yeah. Cross trainers are sports shoes that involve side-to-side stability and good structural control. Running shoes are for one step in front of the other. Cross trainers, whether you're on the basketball court or the tennis court. However, if you are in a tennis shoe, that's still another step up. So I recommend getting a shoe specifically for your sport. But in general, cross trainers could be used for anything that's multi-directional. You just don't want to be playing basketball or tennis in running shoes. It's like an ankle injury waiting to happen. Again, it was just Father's Day. We had a lot of buzz, a lot of action with the book. Just we're celebrating the second anniversary of hashtag Hey Sports Parents. You know, it's an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. I don't care if your son or daughter is the best athlete in the country or they're just starting out or you're looking to be educated, sports parents. My co-author, Sharky Zartman, Hall of Fame volleyball player, long history of coaching and teaching wellness, talks all about the endless aspects of the coaching. She called it the Sports Parenting 101 and different levels, different aspects, very important. We talk about injury prevention. We bring together lots of experts on physical training, mental training, nutrition, counseling with parents, et cetera, coaching, lots of different things. And then we get parents' perspectives. That was really the launching pad for my online new venture starting this summer, Hey Sports Parents, the Sports Doctors Inn, www.thesportsdoctor.online. I have put together a team of over 20 experts in the endless areas of youth sports and or coaching. And I'm acting as a quarterback in order to advise parents on what is their game plan? What's an optimum game plan? What kind of history of injury are we dealing with? Is that a big part of the problem? Who can I refer you to consult with? Or reference, and then potentially follow up. But we do have a free initial consultation in order to hear what your question might be regarding your son or daughter. Again, whatever their level is, whatever their age is, you know, both the book and the online course and so many of the different experts we bring together are involved in this whole real challenge of youth sports. Of course, it's a crazy world right now with the pandemic and the returning as we speak to all aspects of sports, including professional. We'll have to see how we do. Hopefully, you know, we can avoid some of the different landmines. So we'll be talking about this absolutely each week. Again, www.thesportsdoctor.online. Thanks, everybody. Stay safe. See you next week.